Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Captain's America, Third Watch. Coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain. I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Thursday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I am your host, retired fire rescue Captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as I broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship stations, AM 860 and AM 930, The Answer, as well as 93.7 FM. We broadcast, of course, to all of our stations around the network, across the country and around the world, via the internet and the satellite. And a special shout goes out to our active duty military, our veterans, our EMS and firefighters, our police, our hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, our security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those keeping us free and safe. Now, to everybody that's working on the Third Watch right now, regardless of what you're doing, how you're doing it, we certainly want to thank you for keeping America rolling along. Now, that goes out to our over-the-road drivers, our 18-wheel drivers, men and women, coast-to-coast, border-to-border, as well as the FedEx and the UPS and the bulk mail center delivery trucks out there as well, getting everything taken care of there. And, of course, our suicide jockeys delivering our gas and our diesel and our jet fuel to where it needs to go, as well as our Amazon warehouse people and our Amazon drivers. Now, you can follow us on Facebook by going to the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also on MeWe. We're on Gab. We're on Parler. And we're on Getter. We're on Truth Social. And we're on Twitter as Captain's America. That's Captain's America. And don't forget, our website is the CaptainsAmericaThirdWatch.com. That would be the CaptainsAmericaThirdWatch.com. Go on over there and check out all the different things that we got going along. And you'll find out that we definitely will have something there for everybody. All right, joining us right now from FoundersCode.com, that's FoundersCode.com, we have Denise Simon. And good morning to you. Good morning, good morning, good morning.
Good morning.
The crew decided not to come out on the porch tonight, but that's okay. They needed a night off. All right. Are you ready? Are you ready to say the pledge?
Yep.
Here we go. I pledge allegiance,
To the flag
of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God,
indivisible,
with liberty and justice for all. And we do emphasize those two words, under God, because our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Well, let's see here. I guess we'll start out with what I just saw come across the dial here. The pipeline.
Tucker Carlson, several months ago, did a report on the Nord Stream 2 pipeline that blew up. Remember, we saw the methane gas that was bubbling to the surface, and it was a big mystery on what happened.
Mm-hmm.
And he was asserting in his report that the United States was implicated in this.
Mm-hmm.
Well, Seymour Hersh, who has been a long-time investigative journalist and often does get things right, but sometimes he makes some assumptions in order to help the story. But for the most part, you know, he does some pretty good work. I was checking with a former CIA person yesterday on this very thing, and he said that, you know, Seymour Hersh has reported on the job that he was on and didn't get all of it right, but most of the time it was. But nonetheless, this piece that was written that the New York Times came, well, actually it was Seymour Hersh put it out on his site on Substack, is 5,000 words. So it's a long read, and it's complicated. You almost have to read it twice.
Mm-hmm.
But it appears that we have a clandestine Navy dive team that operates out of the panhandle of Florida that not many people know about, that were enlisted to, bottom line, blow up the pipeline.
Mm-hmm.
And it looks like this whole thing came from, it was concocted between Victoria Nuland, who I think is an evil person, by the way, but that's a topic for another day.
Mm-hmm.
And the CIA was involved in this, and a couple of other countries. And what's particularly interesting is that they knew about the invasion when Biden says he did, that we did not know and we were caught off guard about the invasion of the Russian forces into Ukraine. That's becoming more of a lie, really, than anything else. And I would say that it's just as much as an epic lie as some of the others that he has told.
Mm-hmm.
Because they decided to blow up the Nord Stream, knowing that there were all these forces that were amassing, Russian forces that were amassing on the Ukraine border
mm-hmm.
before the invasion. But they got with Zelensky, President Zelensky, and said, this is what we're going to do, and don't criticize it, otherwise you won't get any help.
mm-hmm.
So what kind of evilness really is all this? Forget the pipeline here for a second. But they knew that the invasion was going to happen. They're killing innocent people, destroying a country, Russia is, and we'll just keep sending money and equipment over there, and we'll work for NATO to do the NATO countries to do the same. There are so many questions in this article, and I just posted it on my website, the Founders Code. I would say to your listeners, grab a glass of iced tea, put your feet up, and read this thing, and you're going to have to read it twice. And then you're going to come away with another 6,000 questions like I have, because I put a bunch of questions out to some other experts on this thing yesterday, and we're all kind of saying the implications and the consequences of this are wild.
Hmm. Okay, hold that thought. We'll be right back with more, ladies and gentlemen, on the Captain's America Third Watch with Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. It's Thursday morning, Thursday. We'll be telling you about where we'll be going here in a little bit. I'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
In the sea of contradictions, you have reached the port of common sense. The Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce, nightly between 2 and 6 a.m. Eastern.
Do you ever get the feeling that the world is being held together with duct tape? Every day we're thrown some new meaningless drama in the fake news to distract us from the reality we're all about to face. Between the government trying to print their way out of debt, military conflicts, the disintegration of our most trusted institutions, and a looming food shortage, preparedness is no longer a choice. It's a necessity. You can trust My Patriot Supply. Our emergency food kits come packed with tasty meals, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one kit for each person in your family. Self-reliance is the only alternative to government food lines. Time is running out. Become ungovernable. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and save on dozens of different emergency food kits while you can. These kits are in stock, ship fast, and arrive in unmarked boxes for your privacy. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com before the next crisis strikes. MyPatriotSupply.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at TeamG'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. TeamG'day.com. TeamG'day.com.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Youngevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Youngevity for over 17 years, since before it was Youngevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Youngevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Youngevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Youngevity.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
And we're coming back right now with Denise Simon of FoundersCode.com right here on the Captain's America Third Watch. Be sure to check out all the great articles she has over there. That's FoundersCode.com. Take it away, Captain.
Okay, there you go. And let's tell you that this portion of the program, my conversation with Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com, is brought to you by Geico, G-E-I-C-O, on a spelling on Geico. And, of course, your local Geico office or the Geico website can give you whatever information you want on what the cost would be for the insurance for the car you're driving, the truck you're driving. Maybe you have a motorcycle. Maybe you got an ATV, a boat, or an RV. They'll also cover that for you and give you a bundled rate, too. And where you really, really, really save the money is when you bundle your homeowners, your renters, or your condo insurance through Geico Insurance. Now, you can go to the website, Geico, G-E-I-C-O.com. Geico, that's G-E-I-C-O.com. You can go there, or you can get a hold of your local agent and have them check out what you have and what you need to do and see how much money they can save you. Either way, it's Geico, G-E-I-C-O, the website Geico.com. Okay, back to Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. Good morning again.
Good morning.
So we briefly dashed by Zelensky, who showed up at the British Parliament yesterday, as he and the Ukraine are in a bad situation back home. And he once again talked to the Ukraine about helping them out however they could, wherever way they could. And he talked about thanking them for the planes that they haven't sent them.
Well, remember, too, that Ukraine has had to send key people designated, you know, pilots and operatives to run not only the planes but the tanks.
Yeah.
So we don't know what fighter jets they're actually sending and whose they are. I would suggest to your listeners, if you're interested, you know, to check and see who has dominion over those, what where they came from, who's approved them, and so forth, very much like the tanks. So, here's a man, I will say that he's grateful. He's thanking everybody that's helping him out. You have to admit that he's doing that. Whether you like him or not, he's got a country here that, he's trying to pretty hard under, I would say, some wild conditions here.
Sure.
And, if for nothing else, you've got very innocent Ukrainians, old, young, mm-hmm. babies, schools, infrastructure that are dead, destroyed, and dying. I mean, that's just where it is. Mm-hmm. And it's, the whole thing stinks.
Yep. All right, let's go to the phone line. We've got Backgammon Bob. What's your question here, Bob?
Yeah, I see on Fox News, on an article I was looking at, is California's rattled by prostitution, human trafficking, and broad daylight as cops pin blame on new law. This is in, the Northern California.
San Francisco,
The California's disintegration is starting to spin out of control. What, mm-hmm. if anything, is the federal government going to do? And what do you think, how long is this going to take? All right, bye.
What is the federal government going to do in California about prostitution? Nothing.
Nothing.
Not a thing.
Nothing.
Yeah.
This is a collapse of... It's an encouragement of the further collapse of civil society by government. By legislatures, by governors, by mayors. And, the article, that particular article says, they call the police and the police can't, they don't show up. Well, what police? you wanted to defund them. If you've got worse crime that is happening, that the few police officers are still there and still on the payroll, they're over there doing something else, and they're not going to chase down prostitutes. But in this, and human trafficking.
Mm-hmm.
But in this particular case, where these, city council people or whatever, whoever allowed all this, I would say they're not paying attention to the consequences because this is happening right in front of schools.
Yeah.
So we're. we've got, places where government, not federal government, although they don't seem to care. You can legally shoot up. We're providing crack pipes and, all these other kinds of things. We're destroying education. Mm-hmm. And now we're doing human trafficking and prostitution and, the public twerking and the way these people are dressed. Right in front of the public school system. I mean, think about what's happening to society. We wonder why people are just bailing out of California and they're coming to places where there at least is some other sense of civil society. You have to kind of look at the bigger picture, but the federal government, to answer his question, is not going to do a thing.
Well, the headline, let me see, is it still here? Let me look and see real quick here. I think the headline on Newsmax was, there's a new sheriff in town. Yeah, here it is. Governor Sass warns Disney, there's a new sheriff in town, as the Disney people are now getting the law of the land roll down on them. And by the way, they just laid off, 7,000 people?
Disney, yeah, and we don't know where those 7,000 people are, because remember, they have a worldwide footprint.
That's right.
So we don't know where those 7,000 people necessarily are, but Disney is really retooling their entire operation, and DeSantis won his case legally against Disney for the Reedy Creek operation. So, Disney is on the hook for, I think, $733 million in back taxes. And then there's more to that. And I think that this new leadership here is taking a long look at everything that's inside the Disney Corporation, including ESPN and Disney Channels and all this other kind of stuff. And they want to put more concentration and more efforts into their streaming business. So inflation has hurt tourism. And so I think those that show up at the parks at Disneyland and Disney World isn't what it used to be. People just can't afford those kind of prices. And same thing with the Disney cruises. I mean, some of these luxuries, they're just not there anymore. So people are, you know, if they have what little money they have, they're spending it on staying home and watching TVs and paying for streaming. So
well, maybe they need to take the lead of Major League Baseball, because I saw something yesterday, and I kudos to the Tampa Bay Rays for what they're doing. They're lowering a whole bunch of ticket prices to $10 seats in the ballpark. I don't know exactly where they're at. I assume they're not down behind home plate or whatnot, but they're lowering a whole bunch of their ticket prices down to $10, and that'll put some more people in the ballpark. And maybe Disney ought to take a look at their prices and say, hey, this is just way too high for the folks.
Well, it is high. I mean, I was there several years ago, and I was really rather shocked at the prices. And, of course, they've almost doubled from now to what they were when I was there with my family.
Right.
And I can tell you, I won't go back again. I didn't find the place being clean. I didn't find the queue system for standing in line waiting to do certain things to be adequate. I think their once wonderful people movement architecture was great, and I think it's collapsing too. I think they've got issues for sure.
So we know all about the drug cartels, right?
Well, I don't think we know all about them, no, but yes.
Enough bad stuff. But here's where I'm going with this. 21 states yesterday designated the drug cartels as terrorist organizations. Now, they are anticipating the move as part of an ongoing effort to prod the Biden administration into doing more to shore up the southern border against rampant illegal immigration and trafficking that's going on.
Well, you know, in the State of the Union, when Biden was talking about fentanyl, the Republicans were chanting, close the border.
Yep.
And they said that several times. So for these states to classify the drug cartels as terror organizations is fine, but it's really just a gesture, because it really has to come from the Treasury Department,
right?
U.S. Treasury Department. And they're just, you know, I don't think they have any interest in doing that. But let's also understand, too, that the cartels absolutely run the Mexican government, and it would collapse the entire country.
Right. So it sounds like somebody's going to go to war with the cartels. Who knows what's going to happen
somebody
there?
Somebody should.
Yep. All right. We'll talk to you tomorrow, same time, same bat channel. Have a great day.
Thank you, you too.
All right, Denise Simon, everybody, FoundersCode.com, FoundersCode.com. Go over there, check out all the great things she has to offer. In the meantime, I'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
Stay tuned. There's more of the Captain's America Third Watch coming up right after this short break. And if you'd like to join...
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
USA News Update. Warner Brothers Discovery is ditching its plans to merge HBO Max with Discovery Plus. The Wall Street Journal is reporting the decision came after research projected Discovery Plus users might not pay a higher price for the new merged service. The Wall Street Journal reports the decision came after research projected Discovery Plus users might not pay a higher price for the new merged service. HBO Max currently costs $16 per month, or $10 with ads, while Discovery Plus is currently priced at $7 and $5 per month for the equivalents. The company will still reportedly rename HBO Max to just Max. Researchers at Cleveland Clinic have announced they have moved to the next step in the process of creating a breast cancer vaccine. This new phase will enroll people who are cancer-free but at a higher risk for developing breast cancer. The clinic says their long-term goal is to create a vaccine for cancer-free individuals to prevent triple-negative breast cancer. Julio Flores, USA News.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Buddy, this is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Now, it's time for military and veterans news on the Captain's America Third Watch.
Yes, it is time for our military and veterans news, brought to you by the National Aviation Academy. Now, Bo will be in studio here in about an hour. The website to check out is NAA.edu. That's NAA.edu. They have campuses in Clearwater, Florida, Concord, Massachusetts. We'll tell you what to do right after they tell you about themselves, and here they are.
Hey, America, is there anything you're truly proud of? How about becoming an aviation maintenance technician? In just 14 months, you'll be watching the metal birds that you just repaired soar back into the sky. At National Aviation Academy, we train ordinary men and women to do extraordinary things. Call 800-659-2080 or visit wingmenwanted.com. I can't think of anything else to be more proud of. For more information about our statistics, visit naa.edu/success.
Now, if you need to find out more about the National Aviation Academy, which you should already be doing because of the demand for aviation maintenance technicians and the high-paying job that it is and the career longevity that you'll get, you can go to their website, naa.edu, that's naa.edu, and while you're there, take a look at all they have to offer. Now, you'll notice they have two campuses. They have one in Clearwater, Florida, right here in the Tampa Bay area. I'm over here in Tampa Bay. They're over on the other side in Clearwater. You'll also notice that they are located in Concord, Massachusetts, which is just
outside the city limits of Boston. Now, what you need to do is call them up at 800-659-2080. That's 800-659-2080. And ask to take the tour of one of their campuses. You can actually take a tour of both of them if that's what you want to do and make up your mind on which one you want to go based on what you see at the campuses. People do that all the time. So call them up, 800-659-2080. That's 800-659-2080. Ask to take the tour of either the Clearwater, Florida, or the Concord, Massachusetts campuses. And you'll find out what they're all about. Now, you'll be able to talk to not only students, but also teachers, instructors there, and also the money people, the people that do the credit applications for filling out your student loan. Now, veterans, you should already have a leg up on this because you'll have your GI Bill benefits. Most of you have your GI Bill benefits. If you're just coming out of the service, when you get your discharge or when you come out, they'll hand you the paperwork, and you can fill out a lot of it to begin with right there while you're making your way off the base to go to the civilian life. So remember that. Take advantage of it. NAA.edu, that's NAA.edu, phone number 800-659-2080, 800-659-2080, National Aviation Academy. And if you have any questions, next hour, 5:30 segment, call up and talk to Bo. He'll be here from National Aviation. Well, it seems that China has reached another milestone. They have now surpassed the United States in the number of ICBM launchers. Now, China now has more intercontinental ballistic missile launchers than the U.S., according to a congressional notification from the U.S. Strategic Command, or STRATCOM, which oversees the nuclear arsenal. This is not spelling well for the U.S., and we need to pay attention, because while we're monkeying around with the balloon, the surveillance balloon, they have an opportunity to do something else somewhere else in the world. We need to keep our eyes open on both sides of our head, if you know what I mean. Now, another intruder has breached the home of Air Force One, namely Edwards Air Force Base, Joint Base Andrews, the nation's most sensitive military base because of where it's at and what it does in the nation's capital. And this time, a resident opened fire on the trespasser, fired a warning shot to stop the person. Now, it worked. Unfortunately, they don't always work like that. But it worked this time. So maybe we got lucky. Also, the U.S. State Department has approved Poland to buy advanced rockets and rocket launchers worth some $10 billion, marking the latest such order from Eastern European allies in the wake of Russia's invasion of Ukraine. Now, the U.S. government is also working to provide to earthquake victims in the Middle East. We're doing what we can so far. We could probably do more, but we'll see. You just can't go barnstorming in there because you want to go in and help. It doesn't work that way. You got to be asked when it's another country. So we'll see what they ask and if they ask for anything in particular. Now, the U.S. Navy kicked off its week by gathering the remains of the Chinese surveillance balloon Monday, after a U.S. F-22 Raptor fighter jet shot it down off the east coast of Florida, and in particular South Carolina, around Myrtle Beach. Have you noticed the stuff they're picking up? Mostly it looks like balloon stuff, like the balloon gondola and the balloon material. I'm still wondering about those containers and what was in them and where they went. They need to get their hands on those as soon as they can, because that's where the communications equipment was located for whatever it was that they were doing. And I'm sure we'll find out about more about that, because we've already found out that the data that they were gathering was definitely military-grade data, not weather, not just the weather. There's a lot more involved. And I don't know where they're getting that information from, but we'll just take them at their word. Now, the Ukraine said on Tuesday the last 24 hours were the deadliest of the war so far for Russian troops, as Moscow pressed on with an intensifying winter assault in the east, bringing tens of thousands of freshly mobilized troops to the battlefield. Now, we knew about that because they had 300,000 troops that they had staged. And we knew they were going to time this to deal with the anniversary of the invasion to begin with. And we are 350 days into the war right now. 350 days. How about that? Now, Russia has accused the U.S. Embassy of fake news over the Ukraine, and they've threatened expulsions, throwing people out of their country. Russia's demanded that the U.S. Embassy in Moscow stop spreading what Moscow regards as fake news regarding its military operation in Ukraine, and it's threatened to expel the U.S. diplomats, the TASS news agency had reported. Fine. They boot us out, we go get more. That's all we do. In addition, the new initiative right now in the Ukraine aims at boosting Kiev's supply of tanks faster, as more advanced tanks will take many more months to arrive. They seem to be getting the Leopard 1 tanks coming in from Germany and Denmark and the Netherlands as soon as they can get them there. They're training the tank crews already. In Europe, I might add. Now, although Ukrainian officials insist that they need modern combat aircraft like F-16s to repel Russia's invasion, the jets wouldn't make much of a critical difference in the fight. And Ukraine has more urgent needs. This coming from the Senate Armed Services Committee Chair, Senator Jack Reed, Democrat of Rhode Island. I hear the music coming up in my ear. So that means that we got to go, and that means that Chris Markowski's right around the corner. We'll talk to him about all things financial. Don't go anywhere. I got more coming your way. When we come back, Kathy, I'm going to let you take us to break. Go right ahead.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Barada. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Did you get a call or message that mentioned Social Security that made you feel threatened or scared? That is not the Social Security Administration. Social Security will not threaten you, press you for personal information, or demand instant payment. Social Security does not accept payments by gift card, prepaid debit card, internet currency, or by mailing cash. Criminals use these forms of payment because they are hard to trace. Don't fall for it. Hang up, ignore them. Report this criminal activity to oig.ssa.gov.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a four-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once-per-year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
The Professor of Politics, and you're tuned in to the fastest growing overnight radio program in America, The Captain's America. Third Watch with host Captain Matt Bruce. Call us at 1-877-969-8600 or send us a direct message. Go to the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. That's the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. Take it away, Captain.
All righty. Thank you very much, Kyle Warren. And my conversation with Chris Markowski, the watchdog on Wall Street, is going to be brought to you by Moss Family Automotive. And I'll tell you what, if you love the feel of a high-end SUV, you are going to love Moss, spelled M-A-U-S, Acura. Now, they are located over on North Florida Avenue, right next door to the Moss Nissan dealership that's there. So they're right side-by-side beside each other there. And their website is Moss, M-A-U-S, Acura.com. Now, you can go over there and find out about the You Serve, You Save program, which means all active military, all veterans, all first responders, whether you're an EMT or whether or not you're a firefighter or a police officer, and church pastors, too, get afforded great deals for the jobs you do for the community that you live in. Now, let's not forget that they also have Moss Care that offers you free oil changes and tire rotations for the life of your vehicle. How about that? So there you go. Moss, M-A-U-S, Acura.com. Moss, M-A-U-S, Acura.com. And don't forget to tell them the captain sent you. All right, joining us right now, we have Chris Markowski from the Watchdog on Wall Street show. And good morning, Mr. Watchdog.
Good morning.
Unfortunately, I got to report some bad news first.
The earthquake death toll in Syria and Turkey is at least 11,000 and climbing.
Yeah, I've got, you know, my sources are here. Some latest one surpasses 16,000, another one surpasses 17,000. It's, you know, extraordinary. It really is what a disaster. You know, these areas of the world, they are prone to have earthquakes. The only time I was in an earthquake in my life was actually was in Athens, Greece. But there's certain areas, those areas of the world, the building requirements are not the same as they are in places like, you know, Greece, other places where, you know, an earthquake can most certainly take these buildings down. It's not the same code that is done. Again, it's, you know, terrible. Terrible situation, and I think it's going to get worse instead of getting better. And that's been pretty much, you know, the story for the entire week.
Well, I totally agree with you, because I've seen pictures of entire villages flattened, not anything standing.
Yeah, we had two, 7.6 or 7.7, then a 7.5, and I know that there's been aftershocks, you know, that have been going on. But again, it's terrible. It's good to, the only good thing you get out of it is you can see various different countries from around, the globe, and sometimes ones that don't necessarily get along with one another, sending aid to help out.
Mm-hmm. Now, something interesting last night, a couple things regarding Pennsylvania. Number one, they had a special election yesterday in Pennsylvania, and three Senate seats flipped from Republican to Democrat, so the Democrats are now in charge of the Senate, state Senate in Pennsylvania, which might change some things there. And number two, their state senator, their U.S. senator, Senator Fetterman, drove himself to the hospital feeling lightheaded, and they're going to give him a bunch of tests today.
I know we all knew that he had some health problems, and I'm sure he'll end up being okay. And obviously the big story in Pennsylvania is that the legislature swung to the Democrat, another unsuspected unnecessary loss for the Republicans.
Yep, you're right. Now, you probably know who Andy Biggs is, right? Well, yesterday he started out by saying, what a big fat liar, talking about the President of the United States, Joe Biden, who accused the Republicans of wanting to cut Social Security and Medicare, which is something that's not true, because in the words of Andy Biggs, he said, I don't think, and I can't think, of a single Republican who said, let's go after Social Security and Medicare.
Well, yeah, I agree with him, and I think, you know, that's the proper time. I talked about this yesterday in my podcast. That's when you go after the president. You go on TV. None of these politicians have a difficult time calling up a television program and getting themselves booked to give their opinion, or you write an op-ed and you go out there and you speak and do what you have to do. That's doing it the right way. Yelling and screaming and standing up and making a fool out of yourself and on national television and Congress, that's not the way to do things. That's not, productive at all. And again, it's kind of shameful, some of the conduct of these members of Congress. If they were one of my kids, you know, they'd hear it from me. Let's just leave it from that. Mm-hmm. They were acting like that. You may not agree, whatever it may be, that's fine. And you know what? You don't have to stand up. You don't have to clap. Okay. But, you know, and you come out after the fact, and then you come guns a blazing. But, the conduct of many of these people, I don't get it. It's childish. It really is.
Yeah, you're right. We now know that Disney has announced they're going to be laying off some 7,000 workers in a major restructuring move.
Yeah, well, again, no choice. I mean, they brought Bob Iger back, Chapek's gone. This is an interesting story. It really is. Everybody's now there, you know, for a while, all of the all the companies were, oh, okay, you know, cord cutting, and they kind of ignored it. And that now everyone's doing it, and all of these streaming companies out there are trying to figure out how in the world are we going to make money. And it's an issue. I mean, to produce programs is it's not cheap to do. You get some high quality television programming on these streaming services. It was interesting yesterday. I was reading a story about, you know, the death of the movie theaters and how it's been coming for some time now.
Mm-hmm.
So again, you take a look at what Disney is doing, and they're actually going to be making the various different people that are running content departments responsible for how well their shows do and how much money they make. The interesting thing is, and I find this fascinating because I knew this was the case, they didn't make any cutbacks in their sports programming. And the reason being is that sports programming, you get with the commercials, right?
Right.
You watch a football game, you're watching the commercials. You watch a ball game, you're watching the commercials. You can purchase a streaming service and say, you know what, I don't want to watch commercials. And you don't watch them. And, you know, and I'm like, you know, I was always curious about this. I said, how does this, you know, all of these, you know, $10, $11 here, is that going to really cover the production of all of this content? It obviously hasn't done that.
No.
So, again, the business model, they haven't figured it out yet. They haven't figured it out as of yet how to make it work. Major change in regards since, you know, moving over from cable and, you know, aerial transmission to where we're at today. And, it's, you know, these companies are still working their way through it.
Hmm. Now, you heard about the Nord Stream gas pipeline, what happened to it last year that kind of made our energy stocks go upside down very quickly. The White House flatly rejects a new report by veteran investigative journalist Seymour Hersh that the U.S. was behind the sabotage of the Nord Stream gas pipelines last year. I don't have any reason to doubt that that's an accurate report.
Well, again, you can go to Seymour Hersh's record, you know, My Lai Massacre in Vietnam, Abu Ghraib. He's got good sources within the government. Let's just leave it at that. What does this mean? Again, suspected it. I mean, what, I wasn't the only. There was plenty of people that suspected this. I said, you know, who's capable of doing this? And they was, oh, Russia did it. I'm like, why would Russia do that? I mean, that's basically cutting their hands off to spite their face. Doesn't make any sense. My question is how are these countries, how is Germany going to react to this? If they weren't involved in this, and some of these NATO countries, and the United States is guilty of blowing up civilian infrastructure that was to supply Europe with natural gas, how are the Europeans going to react to this as a partner? I don't know, Matt. I mean, we're in a weird spot.
It'll be interesting. Well, you have yourself a great day. We'll talk to you tomorrow, same time, same bat channel. Have a great day.
You got it. Have a good one.
All right, Chris Markowski, everybody, the Watchdog on Wall Street, watchdogonwallstreet.com. We'll be right back with retired United States Army Lieutenant Colonel Kevin Wright. Don't go anywhere. I shall return.
This is Kyle Warren. Stay tuned for another great hour of the Captain's America Third Watch.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.